Are you on?
Yeah, post-race podcast. I think we're allowed to do these now. I don't really know. All right, Hunter Lawrence, pretty good day for you. Probably not the perfect day that you wanted to get going, but, man, it was like a freight train of guys, and I don't really know. I mean, your brother was able to make up time. He was on it. But other than that, man, it was tough to really, like, make up time.
It was. The first moto, I was in a great position and unfortunately went down. And then lost a lot of positions and made them back up to sixth, I think, which I was really happy with that. I mean, obviously, right after the race, I was very, very frustrated. But happy with how I rode. Happy with my fitness. Was able to push through all the way to the end strong. And then the second one, was really looking forward to it. You know, I felt great in the first one. Was just like, let's get going. Because I know a lot of guys were fatiguing in the first one already. So, and yeah, second crash in the second moto just didn't help things. And I was feeling it, you know. The upper body was tired. But we salvaged, I think it was 6.5 for six overall. So, Not nothing to jump up and down around, but it was, when I look back, my first year here, Hangtown, Mudder, I went like 11, 10. So, and then last year, Loretta Lynn's wasn't great at all either. I think it was the same, you know, like I dislocated my shoulder actually in the second moto. So as far as first goes around, this one's, we'll take it, you know, in the bigger scheme of things. But
almost won a moto here.
Yeah, the second round, that's right, so... Yeah, bit of a bummer, but I mean, looking forward to it. Still 22 more motos. I know where my speed's at. I know where my fitness is at. Like, I'm not stressed, so.
Yeah, it seemed like I said, a tough track to make up time on, guys. I mean, you did some of it. Your brother did, like I said, but I watched so many guys just kind of in and out, fall around.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, the track, I think I can speak for everyone when I say that this track, like, really was a curveball to us for what we expected for Parley. You know, it was soft, spongy, big, like kind of braking bumps that would just suck the bike in, and it was tough. You know, like there was literally 10 lines on every straight corner, and it was so hard to pick the best line because the track's forever changing, and you know, like one line choice that's good or bad could be the difference between, geez, I even want to say a second in one turn. So it was tough, but was technical, but it was good.
How'd you feel for first outdoor? Like, I mean, I know you just said that, but like as far as everything, like you feel good? You feel like you need to work on stuff? Such a big change from Supercross. The first motocross, you're all in the same boat, but how'd you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I was really happy. I mean, I feel like myself and my brother, you know, obviously are really physically strong, and I kind of, even though my results didn't reflect it, I still kind of view us as, you know, the top four guys, you know, going into it, you know, the two Yamaha boys and Jet and myself. I like to think we're the ones that are going to be going at it all summer. And I feel like we've done the work for it, and I'm happy with it. Results don't reflect it, but I'm really happy with where I'm at, considering, you know, still, like, 4 months ago, I was injured, so.
That's a good point. All right, man, yeah, nice work. I forgot about the second moto, or the first moto fall, and then... Yeah, you got back from, we were 12th or 13th.
I think I was like,
and I forgot about that until you mentioned it. Yeah, that was impressive. So nice work on that. Thanks, Hunter.
Thanks, appreciate it, Steve.